This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. And you still have a bit of time to get in touch with us and tell us what you think. Which are you more worried about, the economic effects or the health effects of COVID-19? 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. But for now, we have a story about how banks are working together with borrowers post-moratorium.
Right. So this is a story that came out last week, actually. And but the very interesting stats that came from CIMB said, 2 million borrowers have begun their repayment to banks as the loan moratorium ended, right? So what they're also seeing is what's happening is the CIMB Group CEO, Dato' Abdul Rahman, who recently chaired a media roundtable of bankers, revealed as of September 11, the banks have spoken to 1.4 million borrowers out of the 2 million borrowers contacted. Over 380,000 of them have confirmed that they require loan repayment assistance, while the remaining are considering the financing options available to them. Mm-hmm. 98% of completed loan repayment assistance applications have been approved by banks.
That's
right?
A nice number.
Right. Yeah. And he added that of the 380,000 required assistance, 26,000 were the SMEs and retail borrowers formed the balance, right? And they also, of course, you know, urge borrowers to speak closely. I trust that they've come up to you, because otherwise it'll be reflected in your CCRIS, right? That's your Central Credit Reference Information System. The banks will still assist borrowers even if you go to them, not now, to avoid overdue installments and its due process from happening. I think that's important. What was interesting that he said is that the banks were projecting about 600,000 uncontactable borrowers.
Out of the 2 million borrowers
identified and, you know, as vulnerable. So they have gone MIA, right? And in anticipation of the surge of borrowers coming forward the last minute, I'm sure there were some, the banks have made various channels available to ease them in seeking assistance through various online platforms and extended operation hours. He said that about 70 to 80% of the contacted borrowers had stated they were able to continue repayments after September. So that's also...
That's quite encouraging as well.
That's quite encouraging.
Up to 80%. Right?
But the 600,000 uncontactable ones, right?
How does that happen?
And I think this is just CIMB.
I think he was speaking for the bankers.
But for the banks, right? Yeah. So that's uncontactable. So I think that's also important. If you're one of those people who are looking at cash flow and longevity, we have a webinar tomorrow that's happening at 1:30 p.m. We've got Andrew Yap from Book Access, CK Chang from Oxwhite, and BFM director and serial entrepreneur Tan Thiam Hong, who changed his business as well. So he will be sharing some strategies on how you can extend your cash flow.
Right. And that's happening tomorrow on Facebook Live.
Yes.
Facebook.com/BFM Radio. But for now, we are asking brought to you by Volvo, of course. For now, of course, we're asking you, which are you more worried about, the economic effects or the health effects of COVID-19? Let's wrap up the poll first before we get to most of the messages.
Right. So on Twitter, it is economic 46.6%, health at 49.3%, others at 4.1%.
Over on Instagram, it is 52% for health as opposed to 48% to economic concerns. And some messages that have come in.
All right. I think the one here is from MII. He says, yeah, I think the Rakyat have taken a lot of beating with the pandemic, economic woes. They struggle and do their best to live with it. And he went on to talk about politicians.
Ah, okay. We're seeing a bit of a trend here.
Yes.
We also have one from Firdaus Omar.
Okay, definitely not a zero-sum issue. Both issues impact and affect everyone, though at various degrees. I'm worried the government seems to be coming up with reactionary plans based on how loud the support base screams. We need plans for everyone, especially the lower income groups.
Yes. We've got Adila Anias who says both. Mm-hmm. Moon who says everything. And Sobri who says all of them. Yeah, all the concerns. Over on Instagram we have, quite a bit to go through. Urban Vibe says the economy can be rebuilt. Wise Chan says both, no money, no health. Also, you know, you can't live without both. Vicky Pang says we can't earn back health. We've got Hishia Majid who says the economic economy for a layman like myself, health, as I have elderly parents. So definitely both. We also have more messages from Pile who say poor health can't enjoy all the wealth. Nati says if health is affected, the economy will be affected anyways. That's true. And we have one last one here from Ram Satish, who says, if the people are healthy, the economy can recover. I think that's a nice way to end it. We have thank you so much for all your messages that we didn't get to. Of course, our top story of the day was about COVID anxiety. And we spoke to Matthew Crabb from Mintel about that report that they did on Asia Pacific consumers and how brands can guide consumers past COVID-19 anxiety. Then, of course, we moved on to a story about employment anxiety and how it's a side effect of COVID-19. And finally,
we close with how banks are committed to help borrowers post-moratorium. And we're going to close off with...
Yes, of course. We're going to close off with a very interesting song. But coming up right after the 1 p.m. news bulletin is the Breakfast Grill replay with Nassim Talib, author of The Black Swan. Lynn spoke to him this morning. But you have to tune in tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. for the Breakfast Grill. It is with our finance minister, Tengku Zafrul Aziz. And if I'm not mistaken, Noel Lim will be talking to him about how the Malaysian government will steer the nation towards a path of recovery and sustainable long-term growth, and if Budget 2021 will successfully stimulate the economy and boost investor confidence in the country while managing national debt levels. That's happening tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. on The Breakfast Grill. For now, we're going to leave you with a little bit of Michael Jackson and a little bit of trivia from Frida Liu.
Right. You know, so I just discovered this morning. So this song, of course, Eddie Van Halen passed away yesterday at 65 years old of cancer. And, you know, he was the one who did the rift to this song, yes. Michael Jackson, Beat
yes.
It.
Yes, and so we're, I guess, celebrating both these legends in playing this song for you. We'll see you again tomorrow on behalf of Frida Liu and myself, Audrey Raj. Catch you then, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.